All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Wednesday night, the 13th of April, 2022, for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. What a day, man. Hope you guys are doing fine. Everything's up on the website, of course. Thank you so much for your support, helping me to keep that website up and running. Had a few more little expenses lately, so it's great to have that there. Probably another 100 or so, so it's good with the flyers and everything and a few little details, so you guys are awesome. And thanks to all the great members there and for your great comments on the website and leaving great links and the members there and everything and sending me some great emails. It's great to hear from you. I read them all. Anyone needs to contact me through the website, please do. Anytime. I'm running it myself. So anything that you want to chat about or send me anything or any issues you might have with the website, although it seems to run pretty good, let us know. And hi to a couple of new members as well, as we move forward here into 2022. I was going to have a rest tonight, man. I'm exhausted. I just went through hell. I found it's pouring in Sydney. It's pouring. It's just raining and raining and raining again, and so everything's just wet and muddy. It really gets to you, eh? Really gets to you. It does. I try not to let it get me down, but it's just incredible weather, isn't it? If you're around Sydney, it just does not stop. I was just doing some cleaning and a couple of things today. I had an old backpack just in my closet where I had the shoes underneath there, and I pulled it out and it was like had this green kind of moss all over it. You know, that's how bad everything is. And I've just been going around with these baby wipes, just wiping the walls down, and there's just this sooty green moss on there like you would see in an old growth forest on the trees. I'm worried I'm going to wake up in the morning and just be mossy and green. Wouldn't that freak the wife out? Jesus. You know, look what's happening to your hands and your face, Adam. What's going on? There's all this green moss all over me, you know. I feel like my brain is like growing mushrooms. It's crazy, you know. So I found a shitty dryer for $50, and I offered them $40, and they said that's okay, and it's rusty, but it's still working, and it's all I need, and I went out to tonight. They said to come after 6, and I didn't like it. Anyway, I went there about 6:15, and it's so dark, isn't it? It's just pitch black, and it's pitch black, and it's just pouring with rain. And when I left, I got almost to this area. If anyone's in Sydney, it's around Balgowlah area, which is pitch black and super steep hills and just awkward streets, and it's just a nightmare. I got almost there, and I realized that my phone doesn't have any data. And I had the maps on there because I'm by myself, and I need to put on the phone so it you know, it tells you where to go and turn left and right. I need that. I don't have any other navigation, but there's no access to the I've got this fucking phone and this plan, and it just I don't like to have the Wi-Fi on a lot, so I usually turn it off, and then I don't realize I use all this data, but I don't get much anyway, and this fucking phone, it failed me when I needed it the most. And I went in it was pouring with rain. I missed the street a few times, and I had to come back, and then I went down there, but there's just no way. I didn't have any navigation. It was just, the rain was just absolutely, it was flooding, torrential downpours, and pitch black. And the one thing that just really shocked me is how dangerous people are and how fast they're fucking driving, man. Jesus weepers. You know, you're talking about really dark streets that are very thin, where you've got cars parked on either side. It's like threading a needle. I'm in a Kia Carnival, for God's sakes. And I'm going down there, it's pitch black and pouring with rain, steep hills, slippery. and they're just flying. They're just, and I'm stopping the car. I'm putting on the brakes to say, stop tailgating me. This is insane. They got the lights, you know, you can't see. It's horrible. I got lost. Jesus, man. I had to come home and have a belt of spirits. My hands were shaking, and I didn't get the dryer. I didn't get it. My mission failed, and I failed to bring home to the family a shitty rusted dryer. Me failed to bring home shitty rusty dryer. I fail. I did. I failed the mission tonight. It was horrible. It was just it's just unbelievable, the rain anyway, and the phone going on me. Usually I'm alright just to use the basic maps, but when you're driving and they got all these cameras, or that's what they tell you, they got all these cameras now, and you don't want to use your phone when you're driving, and I went by myself, and it's just so hard, and I like to have that thing on the phone where you get the directions, and it speaks them out. It's nice. So, you know, turn left here and right there, because Sydney is a nightmare sometimes, you know, and especially in the rain in winter and it's dark, because, you know, there's all these tall units and the numbers are weird and streets change from one to the other, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of steep things going, streets going on, and all sorts of problems. It can be a nightmare to drive at night. And it's, when people are tailgating you, and I just can't believe how dangerous these people are. People are nuts, man. Why the hell? You know? And I honestly can't believe that I made it back in one piece and I didn't smash that car. I can't believe it that I made it back home. And I'm here now. I can't believe it. And I had to turn up a street to do a turnaround, and I nearly hit a parked car because I didn't see it. And then I went to turn into a driveway, but it wasn't. Straight up on the sidewalk, and I tried to come back, and all this for a rusty old dryer, you know. I'm just trying to do the right thing for the family, and as I said, my mission failed. It was horrible. Oh boy. But anyway, we'll try again. And dangerous driving in dark weather and just pouring with rain, slippery roads, you know, like going down in areas where there's cars parked on either side, and it's like trying to put a thread through a needle. It's so thin, and people are just flying, you know, in these cars, you know. And I've been hit before, you know, by these idiots, smashed straight out of the back of the car, you know. I don't know, I guess they're driving such fancy cars now with so much tech in there, they think the cars are gonna, you know, perform miracles for them, but they're not on slippery streets, just take it easy, but they can't, they're just flying, they're rushing to get home, that's what it is, you know, and it's pitch black, and when it's pitch black and pouring, and you're by yourself driving, and you're trying to find a street, and you've got no navigation, and they've got their lights on you, and it hurts your eyes, it's so difficult. I'm a pretty good driver, I would say, you know, I'm pretty good, you know, I had to use all my skills there, I had to pull over later, and I did go to the bottle, though, and get a bottle of gin for myself, so cheers, guys, I needed that. Jesus crikey, I'm really amazed I didn't smash the car, I really am, bloody hell, you know. It's a bit hard in Sydney, just being so wet. Everyone's taken the dryers, and someone had an old kind of one that is a bit rusty and old and shitty, you know. I take a risk kind of buying it, because then I think if I get it home and it fails, then I've got two pieces of shit here that I can't get rid of, you know. So I can't afford a new one, but they pop up here and there. You just got to run and grab them. I did put a, you know, like a rope out between a couple of trees out in the backyard, because we did get a couple of days where it started to dry up. It was nice. And so, you know, dry all the clothes and the towels and everything and the kids' stuff in the sun. So that's that was good. But now, right when I was going to do some more cleaning today and clean up the mud and stuff and just get things back, it just raining all day again. It just doesn't stop. We're just getting flooded here. It's unbelievable. And as I said, it makes your brain moldy, you know, and it gets you down, I know, but we just move forward. And something like a dryer is just one of those kind of devices that can make life a little bit easier. But according to the weather anyway, it looks like... what do we got here? Yeah, it looks like from Friday this week, it's going to be pretty warm and sunny, which is nice, all the way up to at least next Wednesday. So that will be okay. We get through. It's going to be about 25, so that won't be a problem. So it's not a problem that I failed the mission of the rusty dryer for $40. That's all right. These things happen. Well, I hope you guys are doing fine out there. Anyway, that's okay. I'll cover that later. I don't want to go there yet. But anyway, I've saved a bunch here. I guess I was going to take a break tonight, but I'll do a quick one. I don't need to be on here too long. There's always so many articles to go through and just things to talk about and stuff to connect, isn't there? And then it kind of all builds up. And then they kind of go down the list and they don't get mentioned. We're living in a really sick world, aren't we? You know, we're living in a really sick world, a barbaric world. It's kind of like the Dark Ages, but with technology. You know what I mean? It's the same fucking thing. You go back to the Dark Ages and just, it's the same thing. It's just we've got more tech now. Really, most people don't seem to have evolved spiritually. You and I have, our listeners and everyone, we understand, but most of humanity and the people who seem to be thinking they can run this planet and the system behind everything that we're seeing and these jabs and everything and what's going on, it's such a cruel system. It is such a cruel, dark system, and you just think it was probably like this in the Dark Ages. We're humanity is so dark and cruel. It defies belief, not just to each other, but our animals and just the world around us and the way that we act, and it's just crazy. But you know, we really are like primates with devices in our hands now. You know. If you go into the dark heart of Africa and find some monkey in the jungle there in the Congo and give him a mobile phone or a handgun, it would kind of really resemble most humans. We've got this incredible technology and most people have no idea what this is all about, and they're just fumbling and fucking and fart-assing around, and we're just living in these modern times with these huge skyscrapers and everything, and still we don't seem to have any idea what everything is about and what's important. You guys do, and I do, and a lot of us do, and I get that. But, you know, most people are like goners, man. It's crazy. I could just pick up from where I was the other night because, you know, I know it's sporting and stuff, but, you know, Australia's crazy about their sports. And I was talking about this clip the other night. Now, if you missed this clip, I could just play it again for those of the members who missed it. It's basically what we're having in the AFL, for example. If we look at the sports codes in Australia, there's this big push to be inoculated with this toxic poison. COVID inoculations, and I'm guessing they're very strict and they want people to have the boosters as well, otherwise you can't be on the team and you can't play and you can't get your $1 million contract a year, you know. And these young guys, these young footballers and AFL players, they think they're invincible and they're fit and they're full of beans and they're in their 20s or whatever, and they're getting the shots. And now they're getting the boosters, And what we're seeing here is because, as I always say, we're behind the rest of the world, especially UK, Europe, and the United States. But we saw this, didn't we, ages ago, with the soccer players and sports players in Europe just hitting the ground and having heart attacks and everything, and it built up so much, especially in the English Premier Leagues and these big, you know, soccer leagues overseas, and coaches were having heart problems and players are going out and struggling. I was on TV the other night, the women's soccer was on, and there was players falling down, and I noticed that and they were getting carted off, but the commentators aren't saying why, you know what I mean? So you're watching these players play soccer or whatever it is, and then you see, oh, you know, and then you see this one's gone down and they're lying on the ground on their back holding their chest, and then they take them off, and it's not like they got a hamstring injury or they've got something wrong with their physical body. It's just, and then it's just, you know, oh, we don't know. We'll hear from it later. And then they cover it all over and you don't hear anything, you know, and they're just being taken off the pitches, holding their hearts. Anyway, so now this is becoming so obvious in Australia that, especially through the AFL, which is a very physical and fast-paced game, and these young guys are all, we're losing all the young players. This is the, so, you know, I was talking about this the other night, so before I get into this article, I'll just play the clip again, just for those who missed it, because this is live Channel 9 Sports on, you know, mainstream Australian TV, where these guys are doing the big sports shows, and they're talking about all the horrific injuries and, you know, with the players and what they're seeing, and they dared to start talking about this. And I covered the other night thinking, well, you know, how would the networks allow them to even discuss that when they're on air? But there seems to be all this, it set off a real bomb here. So, you know, maybe they did actually honestly discuss that, not thinking that they were doing anything wrong, but there's definitely a bomb's gone off here, because you can't say that on TV, right? That people are getting myocarditis and heart inflammation and Bell's palsy and all of this from the COVID jab. So as I was saying the other night, they're all dancing around the massive elephant in the room, because all the sporting, I mean, sports is huge. It's they got a lot of money. It's very popular. The fans love it. And now all their favorite players are being carted away, and they're having heart problems at 20. And everyone's starting to get suspicious. But we were suspicious from day one. We were suspicious on this podcast before they even brought out the vaccines. I remember Dr. Rima Labo told me before there were even any mention of the jabs, she said that the jabs are going to come in and the jabs will trigger the real pandemic. So this is the clip anyway.
Nothing coming out of the Port Adelaide team this morning, Kane, over his subbing out of the game on Thursday night for nausea/heart reasons. He spent time in hospital, and yeah, it's a big unknown as to when he will play again. It may be as soon as this week, but nothing coming out of the club at
this
stage.
There's a lot of this going on in world sport at the moment.
Well, in the world.
World sport?
Yeah, I think
a lot of athletes have got these issues.
And are you, Brownie, referring to the booster shots?
I'm referring to the booster shots. That's obviously COVID. Yeah. The word going around.
Look, it's been discussed. I haven't been able to get an official line on that from anyone attached to Ollie Wines at this stage. But the question is being asked and put to me and others, and clearly yourself, by a lot of people about a possibility of that.
But it's not just the heart issues. I mean, like, you know, without delving into your private affairs, you know, you've got Bell's palsy at the moment, which hopefully you're on the back end of that. But there's a bit of that going around as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's got heart issues, and Bell's palsy has gone through the roof since the boosters and COVID issues. So no doubt. And we had Michelangelo Rucci on AW on Friday night, and he said that Wines there's a ward filled with people with similar symptoms in Adelaide to Ollie Wines. So nausea, heart issues. So there has to be something more to it.
Yeah, and we're not anti-vaxxers. We've all done our due diligence with our booster shots and all that sort of stuff. But there is going to have to be some study done on this, not just in a sporting sphere, but you know, like a community sphere.
And you're right, though, because we don't want to get into the space we're not experts in at all. But
we do 2 hours of that every Sunday, Damien.
We often do that. But when it comes to the medical side, we try and stay clear.
Well, that was the clip anyway, and how's how they talk about Bell's palsy and myocarditis. You got a bit of that, you got a touch of that. Hopefully you can get rid of that. That's okay. That's okay. You know what I mean? You got a bullet in the head. Oh, you got a bullet in the head, did you? Was it nice? Is it hot? Hope you can get a, you know, you'll be okay, you know, with a bullet lodged in your brain and you're dead. But I hope you can come back from the grave and keep living. I mean, fucking hell. It's crazy. So that clip that we are posting everywhere, just because I like to be a pain in the ass and I put it up. And so we'll just, if they try to take it down, we'll just keep sharing it. But that clip apparently set off a lot of triggers. And, oh, you know, the networks and stuff don't like it. So this from XYZ, AFL CEO resigns days after top footballer gets myocarditis. I don't know any. I'm not into AFL. I'm just going through the news here, folks. So I apologize for my ignorance. But Gillon McLaughlin is the chief executive officer of the Australian Football League. Yesterday, he announced that he will resign at the end of the year. His tenure has overseen the promotion of open faggotry. This is where they're pushing all this LGBTQ stuff into the game and everything, and they're all bowing down to the Black Lives Matter and all of this, and Daniel Andrews, I'm sure. And he's also pushed anti-white hatred in the game, and we know about these fucking idiots as well. So the hatred against white people now is at an all-time high, but we're not allowed to say anything because you know, you're a racist. And so this guy's been pushing that agenda as well, and he's wasted millions of dollars on a woman's game nobody watches in a bizarre attempt to engineer young girls into butch lesbians. All it's done is increase incidence of horrific breast injuries. So there's injuries affecting half of the AFLW players that no one is talking about. So this legacy of destruction of what was once the best game in the world, and I guess you sort of look at this game, don't you? Sort of going back in time, you know, see such a popular game. You look at it now and how it's just been, it's all being tainted and destroyed, the games, you know. I guess that's what they do. They get you, you grow up with it, they get you hooked, and then they just switch foot and they make it a mess, you know. This legacy of destruction pales in comparison with the totalitarian decree that AFL players must submit to untested and dangerous COVID vaccines in order to even keep their jobs or their contracts. Yeah, so heart attacks, myocarditis, pericarditis, and other heart ailments have swept the world and Australia in the wake of the so-called vaccine rollout. And I've got another clip here of the Queensland Health Minister saying none of her experts can explain a sudden 40% increase in code 1 heart attacks, chest pains, and respiratory issues. In other news, I have a theory. So this is Darth or Darth Vader. This horrible, horrible woman in Queensland. I can't even look at this disgusting, pathetic parasite. This disgusting creature has pushed these jabs onto people of Queensland non-stop. She even made threats. You remember this woman, Darth? Made terrible threats to people, just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. If we go back to last year even and into this year, this disgusting, horrific monster pushed these dangerous experimental jabs onto people and threatened people and everything. She never shut her stupid, ugly, fat mouth about it, and she went on and on and on. And now that there's a 40% increase in heart attacks, she doesn't have any fucking clue why, because she's a scum. I've got the clip here as well of this filthy, disgusting cretin.
Anyone can explain why we saw a 40% jump in code ones. And I've seen that as I've travelled around the state sometimes. I'll walk into an ambulance service and they'll say, we had a 30% increase in code ones yesterday. Can't tell you why. We just had a lot of heart attacks and chest pains and trouble, you know, breathing, respiratory issues. Sometimes you can't explain why those things happen, but unfortunately...
It's not funny, is it? Can you believe what we're listening to? Can you believe that? Can you believe it? Can you believe what these people are saying? Where the fucking hell are we living? I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. How can anybody with even a half a brain in the public not see what's really going on here and what these people are doing and what they're really about? Can you believe that? Everybody's getting heart attacks and dropping dead, and we just don't know what it is. Does anybody have a clue what it might be? Does anybody know it all out there? Can anybody help me? I'm going to try to investigate this. I really want to find out what it may be. Do any of the listeners know why people are having massive heart attacks and it's going towards 50% increase in heart attacks? Does anyone know why everyone's getting chest pains and respiratory issues and dropping down dead? Why the health minister up there, as she calls herself, goes into these hospitals and they're saying everyone's dropping dead and having heart attacks, you know, after they get the jabs? I don't think it's that. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the weather. Is it the weather? Is it something that they're eating? I don't know. Anyway, you guys let me know if you can find out and what this is, because we really want to solve the case. This is what I said so many times. These putrid mongrels are going to come out now and say, I just don't have any idea what's wrong with you. I have no idea. It's nothing to do with me. You got it. No, we don't know what's going on. Sorry. And this is the lesson that the people, all these people, and from according to their stats, it's most of Australia have had one jab. Let's hope they don't get another. But as I said on other podcasts, there's people that I know where there's people dying who had one or two jabs last year, and now they're dead, and they were perfectly fine in between. Which means that basically anyone who gets these jabs or gets a real dose of these jabs, they're the walking dead. And that can be shown after that person dies, because, you know, when that person dies, it won't be like a natural death. Like an oldie dies, they're still warm, they've still got colour in their face. These people are going to be, they're going to look like they've been dead for days. Because that's how a machine dies. You understand? That's how a machine dies. When a machine dies, it's cold, it's dead. It isn't real. But when a human, when an oldie dies, you know, it's like you're like, whoa, they look like they're right there. They're still warm, they got colour, they don't look like they're dead, right? It's like this person that you've known your whole life or whatever, and you grew up with and all that animation and that love and everything. Then suddenly one day they just not stop working and they're lying there and they're gone. You know, the soul has left and the body's left there, but there's still that energy around it, or the warmth. It's not a shocking thing. We've been brainwashed into being scared of death, that it's a terrible thing, you know, there's this horrible thing. This is what Hollywood does, you know, it scares the hell out of everybody. But death is this wonderful thing. There's nothing to be scared of at all. Your soul embarks, it leaves, it returns to the field through your consciousness, you know, and that body, your vessel, your vehicle in this life, it gets left there, and then we continue forward. It's just like dreaming. That's what death is, man. It's the same as dreaming. When you go and have these dreams every night, it's just you move into another realm. But when people are dying after these shots, you know, I think that they were dead when those first pricks went in their arms. They just didn't know it. Or that didn't appear to those around them, but they are. I think you're the walking dead. You've already been killed, you know. And that death can come back any time, and you're gone. And these soulless, so think about how much of a soulless, disgusting, despicable parasite this fucking bitch is. You know what I mean? Here she is pushing these jabs onto people, onto children, onto elderly people, onto society as a whole, threatening, pushing. And then now, when we've got 40% increase in heart attacks, she comes out and lies about why that's happening. Lies on national television. Lies. Lies. Hey, I'll play it again. Hey, why not? What?
I don't think anyone can explain why we saw a 40% jump in code ones. And I've seen that as I've travelled around the state sometimes. I'll walk into an ambulance service and they'll say, we had a 30% increase in code ones yesterday. Can't tell you why. We just had a lot of heart attacks and chest pains and trouble, you know, breathing, respiratory issues. Sometimes you can't explain why those things happen.
But... see? This is the health minister of Queensland. I mean, what? These people, I understand that people will be thinking these people are so compromised that they've just lost control. But like, how do you just lie and lie and lie about lying and keep lying about lying? I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that when you know people are having heart attacks and children are getting this and now they're targeting babies? And here is this rotten, disgusting fiend standing up there on national television lying, knowing what she did last year. These are politicians. If anybody has any faith in these politicians because they're a politician, I mean, my God, what can I say to you? I mean, is if it's not bad enough to push these jabs onto the public and do that, you would think that they'd be coming out now and saying, at least trying to feel some shame. I mean, if you could watch it and say that person is in a dark place, they feel bad at what they've done. They're not. They're coming out and they're lying about what they've done. They're lying. And then in another month, you see them again, they're lying about that, and they just keep lying and lying and lying. These people are damned. They're damned. They're in hell. They're just shocking. They're terrible people. They're not even people. They're disgusting. This fucking horrible, horrible troll needs to be burned. You know what I mean? They should just burn them. They're just, oh my God, they're terrible. They're terrible. You can't believe it. How can they live with themselves? And they have families. Maybe that's just all fake, huh? You know, it's like Bill Gates and his husband. You know, and Barack Obama and Michael. And look at Daniel Andrews. You're telling me that thing that he's with is not a man? They're all gay. They're gay. The Freemasons are gay. And not just that, they also like little raping little boys. Yeah? They like raping little boys in the anus. That's what they like to do. And they like doing this through their little satanic rituals. That's what they are. You know? That's what they are, man. I'm telling you. All of them. No one can look at me and tell me ScoMo's not one of these queers. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And what's this other guy? What happened to Bill Shorten? That guy's just, ugh. Now we got Albanese, don't we? These people. This is a pedophile paradise, folks. Pedophile paradise. Welcome. And it's right through the court system, it's right through the police system, it's right through the schools, it's right through the government, it's right through the entertainment industry, it's right through everywhere. These people like raping children. That's what they do. So no one can look at me in the face and say we're all brothers and sisters, you know, peace, love, man. Fucking bullshit. These people are not human in my books. And they may look human, but they're not. That woman, that thing standing up there is not human. I don't know where the fuck that thing comes from, and I don't care. I just wish a big black hole would open up and just start to suck them all in. We just want our lives back, and we don't want them here sharing this planet. We want them gone. They're fucking disgusting, all of them. They're just horrible, horrible. You know? You shake your head in disbelief, folks. They really are putrid, aren't they? They really are disgusting. I don't know. Anyway, after that, going back to the sports, they're just saying here in the article, the powers that be were hasty to reassert the narrative, with Ollie Wines forced to claim that his heart ailment, which will put him out of action for several weeks, was completely unrelated to the vaccine. So these sports people who are being poisoned and given heart-related issues are now being forced to grovel on their knees on national television and say that it's got nothing to do with the jab. A member of the lying press was forced to blame the increase in the heart conditions on COVID. Of course they are. And what they're doing now is they're calling it long COVID. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's long COVID. So even if you had COVID, 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago, next it'll be 5 years ago. They're gonna carry it on forever. They're basically gonna say that's what they're already saying. If you had COVID, even if you didn't have any symptoms or anything, and you're completely normal because there's nothing there, but if we said that you had it through one of the tests, then you can get long COVID. So basically, if you've had a jab or a couple of jabs, then later on, whenever it is, you can get a heart attack and die, and that's because of you had COVID. And pushing more people to get the jabs. And these guys getting Bell's palsy or Bell's palsy after the jab, pretty much admitting it on national television. So the AFL CEO to resign the very next day sounds a bit fishy, doesn't it? So there's a couple of theories. He knows a deluge of heart conditions, on-field deaths, and massive legal ramifications are about to hit the AFL, which is coming in the next few years. I mean, imagine how bad this is going to get, folks. It's going to be terrible in the sporting realm. And it's going to become very noticeable. And he is getting as far away from the fallout as possible, or for allowing the questioning of the COVID narrative on a football show under his watch, because he's the host. He has been forced to resign by whoever is pulling the strings. Well, who pulls the strings? Well, the pharmaceutical corporations pull the strings for the networks and the big companies that around them. I mean, we know that, right? So very interesting that these TV hosts are just going to step down the next day after they talked about that on the show, you know what I mean? I mean, why would you throw away a TV contract? Interesting. And this one popped up today as well. On the, just sticking to the AFL. This was from news.com.au. Heart attack warning after third public figure struck down by health scare. Former AFL player Dean Wallace is recovering in hospital after suffering a heart attack in Victoria. Dean Wallace has suffered a major heart attack and is in hospital. Wallace played in the Bombers, 93 and 2000 premierships, survived the health scare after he was reportedly rushed to a hospital in Victoria's north, in Echuca. He's 52, same age as Shane Warne. and politician Kimberly Kitching, who both died after suffering massive heart attacks over the past week. I wonder what it could be that's doing this, folks. That's the thing that's really annoying me tonight. I hope you guys can help me with this. What's causing all of this? Do you know what it could be? I'm stumped. And so basically this article, which I can't read any more of, I refuse to it, I just wanted to bring it up. They're basically talking about how heart attack is affecting more and more people in Australia. And over 55 should be very careful and go and check with your doctor, because you could have a heart attack now and all of this. And heart attacks are, they're also saying here that they're actually slamming any commentary that suggests that vaccination is leading to heart attacks. Oh my God. You know, look, if you're 50 or 75 years old and you're in Australia and you have a heart attack, well, that's just because you deserved it and you're old. It's got nothing to do with the jabs. Don't you understand that? Yeah, but my cousin, he's 28 and he's very fit and healthy and he plays sports and he got a Pfizer jab and he died of a heart attack. No, he's too old. That's why, you know. He's too old. That happens now. It just happens. So you got to get used to it, you know. Now they're telling everybody now how, you know, to go and get your heart checked. It's just heart attack. There's a new predator, folks. There's a new predator, and he's sneaking around everywhere. And I call him the heart attack man. And he's going to get you, you know. It doesn't matter if you're 15 years old. The only people that the heart attack man doesn't worry about is us, those of us who are smart enough to say no to the jabs. But anyone who've had these jabs, and especially the boosters, the heart attack man's coming for you. And he could be around any corner. He could be anywhere at any time in your life, and he's going to give you a big heart attack. But it's nothing to do with the jabs. It's nothing to do with the jabs. You're dreaming. Shut up. Stop it. It's not the jabs. It's not. Whizzing through the news articles that I have saved, that I found, and that I would think they would be good to cover. On natural news here, girls are developing genital ulcers after getting Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines. So young girls, some as young as 5 years old, are developing genital ulcers due to Pfizer's COVID-19 mRNA shots. This is according to published peer-reviewed articles and data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the federal government's program for collecting reports and adverse events related to vaccines, which is extremely thin, meaning they only report a tiny fraction of the actual cases. But whatever they do report, you can just times that by, you know, whatever you need to. You know what I mean? If they're telling you this, then it's an epidemic. One of the recently published medical journal articles taken talking about the post-vaccine genital ulcers was published this month in the Journal of Pediatric and Adolescent Gynecology, and the study titled post COVID-19 vaccination vulva aphthous ulcers, an unpopular case series, was conducted by three doctors in the pediatric and adolescent gynecology department at Mercy Children's Hospital in Kansas, Missouri. With the COVID-19 pandemic, our institution saw COVID associated aphthous ulcers. Aphthous? Maybe aphthous? A-P-H-T-H-O-U-S. Aphthous ulcers, wrote the study authors, after increased use of the Pfizer vaccine, but it's not the vaccines, and they're not vaccines. In those 12 years old, oh my God, my head hurts, 12 years old. Help me. folks. I have to hold my head when I read 12 years old. Oh, God. Oh. God damn it. 12 years old. I have to have a rest when I hear that. I just can't believe it. How the fucking hell, man? How could you do this to a 12-year-old girl? My daughter's 6 and I can't imagine. Kids are so beautiful at that age, man. As I said, you know, just think back to when you were a kid, when you were 12. Just gets to me, man. Well, it's saying here the doctors studied 3 girls aged 12 to 15 who presented with vaginal ulcers. And so I'm guessing this is all part of sterilizing them as well. And this is because of the fucking parents. This is your fault. I don't fucking give a shit what excuses you have. You did this to your children. You did it. It's not just that you did it to yourself, you did it to your kids as well. How fucking bad is that? You were stupid and ignorant, and you got your own jabs, and now you're doing it to your offspring. How fucking disgusting is that, boy? Man, I hope you pay. In some way, shape, or form, I hope you pay for what you've done. Vaginal ulcers. That began developing less than 3 days after they got their second dose of Pfizer shots. So, you know, imagine after boosters and then 4 boosters, how bad this is going to get, folks. Each of the girls received the first dose of the vaccine without complications. And this is a big one for those who have just had one, maybe. But all 3, within the second day after they got the second dose, started experiencing pain in the genitals. All three children were brought to the children's hospital there between June and September 21, and were diagnosed with these vulva lesions, a toxic effect. You know, this is how the body reacts. You know, you know how, like, I was saying ages ago that my nan was never sick in her life, and the doctor gave her a flu shot, and she got shingles all over her body, painful welts all over the body. After never being sick a day in her life, the doctor tricked her into getting one of these flu jabs, and she got shingles. And then they say, it's, oh, you've got the shingles virus. No, you don't. You've been poisoned, and your body's reacting like that. Isn't it interesting that now on fucking TV they got shingles ads? Isn't that interesting? Don't you find that interesting? I do. Because on TV every night they got shingles ads telling people to watch out for shingles now. It can get anyone. Anyone can get shingles. Shingles is back on the table. Guess what's back on the table? AIDS. Guess what's back on the table? Massive heart attacks, even for people who are 15 years old. You could just have a heart attack. They're bringing it all back. The bird flu, they're bringing it all back, and they're throwing it in a big bin of mixed lollies. Everything's coming back now. They're just going to mix in everything they can as people's bodies go berserk. When you poison a human body, and you get you don't know how people are going to react. And this reactions are extreme toxicity. That's what's happening. To me, this is interesting that children as young as this, you're looking at 14, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls who are getting multiple large ulcers around their genitals. This heavily implies to me where they're targeting. So if it's happening around there, then they're targeting those areas. We're looking at monumental sterilization program here. So these parents are doing this to their kids. And why else would that be happening? You know, the body's like that, isn't it? That's how I see it, you know? I mean, if they're pumping this shit into people, into kids, and it's making them sterile so they'll never have kids, and their kids will, and girls will never have kids. But, I mean, you look at girls getting these ulcers, it's going to be different for boys as they get sterilized as well with the testes and stuff. You're probably going to see different reactions. But if we're getting reactions around girls' genitals at that age, I'd be highly... So none of the girls were sexually active, but they're getting them before. They're getting them before. This technology is targeting before that sexual activation process comes in. Maybe it's messing with that. I don't know what you guys think. I'm kind of in the dark here. I'm just thinking. It just seems to me that if, for example, if people have had previous health conditions or they have physical weaknesses and they get these jabs, that's what it's going to center on. It's going to target those areas. You know what I mean? But this is crazy. This is crazy information. Girls as young as 5 are developing genital ulcers after the Pfizer vaccination. Can you believe that you're listening to me right now in 2022 on April the 13th? Can you believe that I am actually sitting here and you're listening to me read out a heading that says girls as young as 5 are developing genital ulcers after Pfizer vaccinations? Where am I? What the fuck? You would think that everybody on planet Earth would just go berserk over this. I need another drink, but I won't do it. I'll get through this. I gotta like numb my pain when I'm reading this shit, and people say, "Oh, you're spreading fear porn. You're negative." What do I fucking do? Just ignore this? You just ignore it then? What do you do? What do these fucking people do? They ignore this and they take their kids down and they offer them up to the fires of hell? How the hell can we get people this information? I'll have to post this tonight. I'm so tired. I have to post. What do we do? What do you do to get parents to read this? This is crazy, man. I'll never get through this. They're just saying here, 16-year-old girls becoming feverish, fatigued, experiencing muscle pains. We there was documentaries on this as well after the... Gardasil. Remember the Gardasil jabs? And these documentaries that came out about these girls, they couldn't get up, they couldn't get out of bed, they were feverish, they were just exhausted, they were in pain, they're in agony, they're crying. That we're seeing this with these shots as well. It's all part of the toxic effects of this. It's just these are different because they're gene editing, they're gene cutting. The body doesn't know what to do. You know? It's just going crazy. It's malfunctioning. Muscle aches, pains in the arms, pains in the legs, vaginal lesions, pain in the genitals, reported to Vaeus. Lesions all around the vaginal areas of little kids, oozing yellow and grey pus. Immense pain. I put that up for you to read tonight. Can you fucking believe this? Can you believe this? This isn't... What is this? What do we say? It's satanic? these creatures that work behind these pharmaceutical companies, and not just that, all the way down the line to these freaks. We're working in these doctor's offices and chemists and these pop-up vaccination clinics, all these freaks that are taking these injections and they're putting them into children's arms are doing this, and you are guilty all the way down the line. You are guilty. Talked about this before. Guilty, 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 all the way down the line. You are shutting off your light. You are participating in this hellish program of pure demonic force. And there is no excuses for you. There's no way out. There's no way to explain it. You are fucking guilty. Every single one of you that is doing this. This is absolutely unbelievable. We protect our children and our babies. I know we do. They're not coming near us, and they're not coming near my child ever. Not going to happen. This is what we do, folks. But crazy, eh? I mean, that was very important to bring up, because it's just, I read that today. I was like, whoa, and I looked into it. Yes, you know, it's in the United States. We've got to always bring this up, that Australia is a smaller country population wise, and New Zealand even smaller. Pacific Islands tiny. You know what I mean? Like, America's a much bigger country. You know. Well, what is it? 330 million. Probably around 330 something million, maybe around this time. Not sure. What do we have in Australia? 25 million. 25.5 million in Australia. 25.5 million. 329.5 million in the United States. 329 million, and we've got 25 here, and New Zealand's got a fraction of that. And so, on their reporting systems, after especially children and young adults are getting these jabs, as time goes on, these horrific injuries are starting to show up, and that was something that I hadn't thought about. I wish that I could get some of these folks on, like Amanda and stuff, every day. I can't. But, you know, I want to pick people's brains. What do you think of this? This is crazy. This is insane. We need to get some more doctors. I'll have to try and get Dr. Reamer on again to explain this. I mean, fucking hell. Boy, what I'm interested in, I don't know if you guys can let me know anything, I'm just interested in why young girls are developing such severe ulcers around their genital areas after these Pfizer jabs, you know, why in that area, and what does this mean? Does this mean sterilization is taking place, you know? It's a very complex area. I mean, come on, man. You look at just the whole genital area of a female, you know, and how all this works, and procreation and birth and everything, and how the human body is, the complexity, the beauty, the wonder of this. This is an extermination of life. You know? It's an absolute extermination. These people are ghouls. They're demons. I will never, ever give in to this system. I'm not scared of death. I didn't get these jabs. My soul is intact. My blood work is intact. I might have fragments of this shit in me from breathing it in or eating it, but I can work to flush that out, as you guys can too as well. We haven't submitted to this beast system. When you get one of those jabs, when you get those jabs in your arm, you submit to this beast system, and your body is no longer yours, and neither is your fucking soul. You've given it up. That's in my book. I'm sorry, but that's in my book. I haven't. And so, you know what I mean? If I go out, I'm not scared of that. I had a great life so far. I'm going to do everything that I can to continue. But you know what I mean? There's no fucking way I am submitting. I don't even... If they round us up and take us to their camps, they can fucking do it. I don't care. I'm not ever submitting to this system. I don't negotiate with terrorists. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Ever. Ever. I'm not doing it. They have to... They won't even beat it out of me. I am never, ever going to submit to this. Any of it. And here you have people all around you who submitted to the system just because their job told them to. Because some fucking clown at some fucking clown job told you that you can't keep your job unless you get this prick in your arm, and they went and did it. When you could just easily go and get another fucking job. So many jobs out there. Most people are sick now anyway. That's what I was saying on one of the last shows. So many people are sick now and having sickies and days off. You can easily go and get a job if you're willing to work hard and turn up every day. There's lots of things that you can do. But they instantly caved in and gave in to this beast system because of these fucking predators that work for companies who told them you had to get a jab in your arm to stay working here. Go and get stuffed. I don't think so. How laughable, but they did. People are so embedded in the system. They're so petrified that if they lose their job, they can't do the things they love and pay their bills and everything, when it's all just a mind game, man. You know? It's amazing. Incredible times. Incredible times. So, you know, yeah, that's just that's an injury with young girls that has popped up. And I'm sure that's just a drop in the ocean. That's just going to be a drop in the ocean because we're going to see so many things. That's why the news outlets and the TV commercials are going crazy in overdrive now, bringing up all these fake conditions and viruses and everything. Yeah, you're going to get the bird flu back now. You've got shingles. Watch out for heart attacks. AIDS has come back. Every single fucking human condition that's been created by them and drug companies throughout history. All their made-up viruses and all their bullshit, they're going to bring it all back and throw it all in the mix. It's all going to get thrown in the mix. So you could have a million and one different things now after you got those jabs. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that, it's a thousand, and it's a million other things. But it, guess what? It wasn't the jabs. It's not the vaccines. They're safe. They're effective. Even if you can prove that your condition is related back to those jabs, it's rare. Just on breaking news here as well. Don't know what you guys think of this. This came out today. It's interesting because I like George Christensen. I don't agree with some of the things he says, but he's always spoken his mind. And it's good to have these kinds of guys. As I said, we're not going to change the political spectrum. There's going to be a government brought in this year, whether we like it or not. And if we're angry about it and we don't vote, then ScoMo's going to win, or the other dickhead's going to win, and they're going to have a majority of the party, and we're going to go back to square one. I think we need to start getting some of these guys in. We need to start getting some of these parties in. And then once we do that and they can get a large shift in power here, and we can push these pedophiles out a little bit more, we might just start to see some changes in this country. I think we have to support Clive Palmer, the United Australia Party. I think we have to support Christensen and One Nation and these guys. We need these parties in power. And I understand that we can't rely on them, politicians, to change everything. We have to be the change. But what I'm saying is that the political thing is always going to be there. You can't get rid of it. So let's try and change it. You know, let's try and change it this year. It's going to be a very interesting time coming up. I think they're shit scared. Anyway, George Christensen, who I love him. He's outspoken. He stands up for himself. He stands up and he gets up there. He's never shy or scared to speak his mind. He's a senator in the Liberal Party, I think, and he had a good. He had a farewell speech the other week in Canberra, and he spoke his mind. It was really good, and I thought, oh, he's going to retire. I didn't know what he was going to do. I get his newsletters. He's on to the New World Order. He's on to Schwab. He's on to the Great Global Reset and these jabs that they're dangerous. So is Craig Kelly. And whatever you think about him, at least they're saying that, because you won't hear this stuff from the Australian mainstream media, and you won't hear it from ScoMo, and you won't hear it from the Greens, and you won't hear it from the Liberal or the Labors or the Opposames. You won't hear any of this. But I go on Craig Kelly's channel on Telegram, and he's talking about all this stuff that we're on to, and it's just refreshing to see. Whether you trust them or not, I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say. It's just great to see that they're putting that up. And I like this guy, and I thought, well, what's he going to do? Well, he's joined, I'll just read this quickly from a great website called XYZ. George Christensen joins One Nation. So Liberal National Party MP George Christensen has joined Pauline Hanson's One Nation. It's a good fit. Just remember that there is no democratic solution. So that's what I was saying, and they're saying that as well. Don't put all your beans in this basket. It's just part of the change. So former federal Liberal National Party MP George Christensen will run as a Senate candidate for One Nation at the upcoming federal election, marking his return to politics. He's been a member for the Queensland seat of Dawson, said One Nation leader Pauline Hanson offered him a spot on its Senate ticket, which he accepted. At a media conference on Wednesday, he said he accepted the offer because of One Nation's policies against COVID-19 mandates and the religion that is man-made climate change. So this is good, folks. We need this. George Christensen is far from perfect, but who is? Pre-COVID, he was at times a strong advocate for the rights of real Australians. Since 2020, he has spoken the truth about lockdowns and the dangerous intended consequences of COVID-19 inoculations. And he's done some serious hammer blows. And his final parliamentary speech was really awesome. I don't know if you guys, he dropped some massive bombs there. This is great to see in our parliament. We could be like Canada. Do you want to be like that? Where Trudeau just votes himself in again and there's no say. Let's see, folks, if we can make a bit of a change this year. I'm going to stay positive on this. And, you know, I know it's political stuff, but, you know, I really feel like this could, you know, we have to start somewhere. And if we get a change here, this could be a good thing for us, and we can go from there. We need to get these Liberal Labor pedophiles out here. We need to expose them a lot more. That's why they're bringing in laws now to stop us protesting, because they're desperate. They're desperate. They know that this is coming. We could really show the world here, folks. Let's see how it goes. And let's see if these guys can get enough power to start investigating what was done by these governments in Australia, what Daniel Andrews has done and all of this, you know, to open up some serious investigations here, you know. We don't want to be dominated by Liberal and Labor anymore. You know, I mean, we need a change here, and this is at least a start. I don't know what you guys think of this. Let me know what you think. We need independence and minor parties in here, and we need change, and there are good people in there. These guys are all against the World Economic Forum's tyranny and their Great Reset. They don't want it for Australia. I think we have to support them, guys. I do, you know. And I know it's the political thing, but, you know, if we just wash our hands with it and ignore it, then these Labour people are going to get in, and it's going to be like China. These people are just fucking crazy. We need a change. And I think that this is good. I like George. I think he's done a great job. I'd have to support him. I really like what he says. I've followed him. I get his newsletters. They're really good. And you read some of his newsletters. I've actually talked about him on a podcast. And they're bloody fantastic, you know. He's onto this new digital identity and all this draconian measures and everything that they're bringing in. Malcolm Roberts, these guys, they know. But they can't go too far, you know. What we're seeing is good enough. I'll take it. You know, our level of knowledge and what we're researching may be more extreme and heavier, and we're into different things and we can watch all of this. But I'd have to look at this and say, hey, again, at least it's not like what's going on in the US or Canada. I mean, look at Canada. With everything that happened there, this guy just voted himself in again. I mean, what options is places like France got and this, you know? I mean, we have like a bit of a pushback here. It's interesting. Let's see where this goes. And I think this is worth bringing up. You know? It's going to be an interesting year, guys. I tell you. Anyway, I'll be back on the next one. Take care. Great speaking with you guys tonight. Thanks for your support. Keep logging on to the Crest Files website. Get in the members area. Let us know what you think. And great to have you guys here on board. Take care. Back soon, guys.